name is Chris. Just give me one moment.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. All right. Is this Levi?
Yep.
Hey, Levi. How are we doing? I'm one of the pricing directors in the area.
Oh, good. Doing good.
Good. Good. Good to hear. So I know that you were speaking to one of our refs. He did mention something about you having some issues with your Google Business profile, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it verified.
I know. They're sticklers. I hate it. So we've been in business for 21 years, and we've been a partner with Google for 10 years. So you know what's happening is that a lot of this AI stuff, right, that's really becoming like a nuisance sometimes than a help. Sometimes if something goes wrong or they flag something, your business profile either gets suspended or you have to resubmit a verification. So they're being sticklers about it. So did you just resubmit it recently, the video verification?
Yeah, a couple days ago. I'm still waiting to see if they'd accept it or decline it.
Okay. No worries. And then so
probably about the sixth or seventh time though.
I hear you on that. I know. Trust me. I've been here for 7 years, and we do help people day in, day out, number one. So we're direct partners, so we can go into their back office, talk to one of the reps, and then get that, you know, verified. So that's not an issue. So I just texted you over a link. That link will take you directly to Google's website just to verify that we're partners, right? So what we do in a nutshell is we get not only your Google Business profile up and running, but we get it optimized, right? So basically our goal here is when anytime anyone is typing in any of the keywords, which is the services you offer, obviously you're doing plumbing, right? We make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option, okay? So you're able to travel a little bit more for clients, right, besides in just the local area?
Yeah. I'm willing to go to, like, Minneapolis.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Okay. Yeah, right now when I'm typing in, you know, your services in the area, you got Northern Plumbing LLC. You also got Jensen Anderson Plumbing and Heating, Blue Water Plumbing Incorporated. I don't know if you know any of those companies in the area.
I mean, I've seen them around, but.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's where we would have your listing program. And the good thing about what we do is just not get you found in your local area, but get you found in the surrounding areas where you really want to target, your audience, right? And then I see you have a Facebook business page. What else do you have online? Do you have a website as well or not quite yet?
You know, we tried making one, but, you know, it's hard to find, like, you got to type it in word for word to find it.
Okay.
So it's not really, doesn't really help.
Right. Okay. No worries. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, your profession is plumbing. So I don't know anything to save my soul about plumbing. I don't even know how to change a fixture on a faucet, any of that, right? Like, so, you know, you do what you do, and I, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
That's why there's streets for everything. So, yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah. So one of the things that we also do, right, is, here, let me send you a text message. Did you receive the first one that I sent you by chance? I don't know if it's just one.
Following the link. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, got it. Okay. So basically, that's just our partnership badge. The second link I'm sending you, it's just an example of the website. So one of the things that we do as well is we offer Google-compliant, fully customized websites to get you, you know, the maximum results, right? So, you know, at the end of the day, our goal is to get you the maximum results and get you exactly what you're looking for. Oh, I think you actually, correct me if I'm wrong, give me 1 second. Yeah, you have another listing, too, online. I think it's Angie, I believe, as well.
Oh, yeah, I got rid of Angie. They weren't giving me the work that I wanted.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I get mixed reviews from that company. Sometimes they do work, but I hear that sometimes they could get a little expensive. Were you paying per lead for that platform?
Yeah, it was like it was some kind of package bundle. It was like 15 leads a month for like $300 or something.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I see your Facebook page. I think you have it under private, but it's under a community though. Do you have? Yeah. Okay. So okay. No worries. You're fine. The reason why I'm looking at all this is because we're able to see everything you have online. So when we enter your information into the Google Analytics system, we're able to see every listing you have online to see what's helping you, what's not helping you, you know, things that can help you to rank on Google, right? So, okay. So, and then a website. So I sent you an example of the website that we can build. Once again, it's a fully compliant, optimized website. So people can leave your review directly from there. They can schedule an appointment, right? So that's something that we can also include. So let me ask you a question here. Are you more interested in, like, leads, or are you more interested in just online presence? What's the goal for this year?
Leads would be cool, I guess. I mean, just getting on Google would be great.
Okay.
You know,
right.
Step at
the
time here.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, here's the reason why I asked this question. That's a good answer. Great answer. So here's the thing, right? We have two different packages that we offer usually, right? One, we do have what's called Google Guaranteed, and that's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. But that's something you can always do down the road. If you are trying to get your Google Business Profile up and running, and you're trying to get it optimized so you're coming up as a top recommended option, the package that I'm initially talking about is your best bet. It's the most cost-effective, and it'll get you the results that you're looking for, okay? So the package that I'm offering you, what it includes, it's the following. So I'm sending you another text message. Sorry, I'm sending these because I'm a very visual guy. I don't know if you are visual, but I like to kind of show you what we can offer you, but that's just me. Maybe I think that people are the same way I am, but you're totally different, right? Right,
sense.
So, but yeah, the message that I just sent you is our pricing page, and I want to kind of show you what I can do for you today as far as, you know, taking care of your Google listing and all that. And I can almost assure you one thing's a for sure fact, okay? When it comes to Google and having your business there and having you coming up as a top recommended option, that is going to be your best choice when it comes to marketing. Because when you're looking for something yourself, Levi, what do you use?
Sorry, I was looking at
the pricing.
Yeah.
If you scroll all the way down, the package that I want to offer you is our Platinum package. So what I can do for you today the Platinum package. But look, I know it's expensive. Hold on, let me work something out for you, okay? So I can get you that Platinum package. It's usually $5.99, and there's a $2.99 setup fee, okay? So what I can do for you today, right, is get you that Platinum package at $2.99. and waive your setup fee, $200 off the setup fee. So your initial investment, you're looking at $398 to start, and then $299 after that, okay? That will do everything that's in the Platinum. So you'll have your Google Places. We'll put you on Bing, all the SEO content creation. Support here is in the U.S., not in India, right? You got your Facebook advertisement. We'll pitch you in other directories that are missing, like Yelp. We'll put you on Apple Maps, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, we'll put you on Bing. All these directories are needed for you to rank on the algorithm on Google, okay? You're going to get your website and all that. Yes, go ahead.
That does look pretty good. You're trying to get me the Platinum package, local bundle, the Essential one?
So I'm getting you the Platinum package for the cost of the Essential.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
It's $600 a month?
It's usually $599, and there's a $299 setup fee. So what I'm doing for you today is I'll get you the Platinum package at $299, and I'll waive $200 off the setup fee. So your initial investment, out of pocket today, would be $398, then $299 every month after that, right? So...
For how many months?
Oh, it's month to month. There's no long-term commitments here. You don't have to marry us to see the results. Yeah, so that price point will stay the same. It's not going to go up on you. Yeah, we would lose our partnership badge if we would have that go up on you at any given moment. So, yeah, we wouldn't do that for you. So that would stay locked in. Mm-hmm.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
Well, I mean, look, here's the reason why HomeAdvisor didn't work for you, okay? So they buy a listing on Google, and what they're doing is they're selling the leads to you and your competitor, right? So,
okay.
You know, it's like renting and buying a home, right? When you buy a home, you're the owner of the home. You can do as you please, right? When you rent a home, you're not the owner of the home, right? You're just renting, so you can't remodel, you can't paint, you can't do anything. So that's when it comes to Google, if you were to, let's say, not be with us in the near future, you have your Google mm-hmm. business profile. Like, you know, you have all your listings. That's all yours. And what you're doing here is you're promoting your own company as a sole entity. Does it make sense? Like, you're not paying a middleman to get you those leads. These leads are coming directly through Google, and there's no cost per click, per lead, per any of that. The reason for that is because you're maintaining yourself on that first page, and that's where 90% of the purchases are done. You know, just like you and I, when you're going on Google and you're looking for a restaurant, you're going to look at three things: how close they are to you, what's the stars, like, you know, if they have 2 stars, I would not go there. Right? Let's say they have roaches, right, or rats. Why would you go there? No, it's nasty. And the other thing we look at is a website. So, you know, we look at what options they have, what food they have available. Like, do they have steak? I'm craving steak and lobster. You see what I mean? So we make decisions based upon companies that are on the first page. But with this, you take full ownership of it. You know, no one can take it away from you. And that will get your company on Google, and we'll take care of all the legwork for you, because we'll be able to get your Google business profile up and running, right? So that profile is yours.
What happens, like, what if I'm not getting any results and I need and I want to cancel?
You cancel. That's it. there's no long-term contracts here. No, absolutely not. We actually read everything to you in a voice verification. We send you your terms and conditions. Everything is writing. So we have no long-term commitments. We do ask you for you to stick it out for us for at least 2 to 3 months, right, just to see the results in programming. But at the end of the day, you don't have to sign your life away. It's not like HomeAdvisor or Angie's where you have to sign a contract. And if you try to cancel, I've heard that they have like a crazy percentage to cancel or something like that. I'm not quite sure how it works.
It's terrible. Yeah. Angie's is just terrible.
Yeah.
That's a situation I don't want to get stuck in.
No, exactly. So that's why we give everything to you in writing. So we want you to stick it out for 3 months. Once you see the results, then you're good to go, right? You know, at the end of the day, it's going to work for you. And here's why. Because, once again, you use Google. Like, I've never heard anybody say, let me Angie's list it, right? Like, no. Like, people just say, let me Google it, right? And the reason for that is because it's programmed on your phones, your tablets, even if you're looking for YouTube videos, guess who owns YouTube? Google. So it's inevitable. Make sense? So, you know, it's something that you use on a daily basis, no matter if you're looking for directions, food, if you're looking at the weather or how Iran is doing, right? Whatever the case may be, you know, that's just, we Google it. And if you're trying to get yourself on it, then let us take care of it so that way you don't have the headache. You can just focus on getting the phone calls and doing the jobs. And one of the things that I do, I want to just make this crystal clear right now. One of the things that I do suggest you do when you have your Google business profile, when we get it active, is we have a review monitoring link. Okay. So if it's friends or family, or even like, you know, people you've done work for before, right? Like past clients, have them leave you a 5-star review. And they don't have to write a whole essay about what you did. They just have to click on the 5 stars and that's it. You see what I mean? Because that's going to help out the business tremendously, and that's going to help you rank you even higher on that first page, right?
Okay.
Right.
Oh, so, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I just need to verify a couple things, because at the end of the day, I mean, you know, you submitting the profile to Google is good, but at the end of the day, it's the optimizations what's going to really take your business to the next level. So I do see a couple things for your business online. Once again, I see that you do have used to have the HomeAdvisor, Angie's, but it looks like your business was registered at the address of 6958. Cedar Road, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. So Google's going to have that as a radius, right? But they're not going to showcase your address because you're not a brick and mortar, right? You don't want people going to your house.
Yeah.
But Yeah, you're that'd be crazy. Someone knocks on your door, right? Okay. And we're going to build a fully compliant website. So I sent you the example of the website. So do you have a logo for the business or by chance? Okay. You do have one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you have one, great. We can put that on your website. If you don't have one, it's okay. We can help you with the logo to create one as well.
Okay. I mean, it's not been like set in stone, I guess. We could figure something else out.
Yeah. When we build your website, once again, it's going to be the website that's going to be customized to how you want it. If you have a logo, great. If you don't, you can always, I can add a logo at no additional cost. The technician will help you to, you know, kind of get that logo created for you with your ideas and so forth, right? So they'll generate an example and how it looks like, and then you can attach that to your website and all your other listings. So it's up to you, right?
Okay,
gotcha. Right. And as far as the services you offer, so are you doing residential or commercial as well, or just residential?
Yeah, residential and commercial.
Oh, wow. Okay, gotcha. So anything that has to do with plumbing, so like, you know, repiping, water heater repair, service, all that good stuff, right? Is there anything you don't do?
I probably don't really mess around with boilers too much.
Boilers? Okay.
Yeah, not so much boilers.
gotcha. Okay. All right. So boilers you're not into, but you do pretty much everything there. So, like, let's say someone's building a new home, they're building an ADU or they're having an addition or whatever, you're able to do all the repiping as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Great. So I just want to put that, because there's some plumbers that don't get that deep. They're like, you know, they just do kind of surface level stuff.
I'd rather do the bigger stuff.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm pretty sure those are the people that are just kind of starting off. They don't have the equipment or experience to do so, right? So looks like you got the big guns going on, the heavy artillery. So we'll put that in there. And we'll do residential and commercial. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of these keywords that we can program. The good thing, too, is that you're not married to any of these keywords. We can always, you know, switch them out. What we're going to do, too, is since we're Google partners, we're going to know how people are searching on Google, okay? So we're going to second guess, oh, how are people typing this in? What we're going to know, okay? So get you the maximum results. Now, as far as your hours of operation, what did you list on your profile that you want to be on Google? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Monday to Sunday, so people can call you?
Monday through Friday, 6 to 6.
Monday through Friday. Weekends off, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Oh, man, I love it. I get it. I hear you. Yeah, we work Monday through Friday, too. I haven't worked a weekend since I was a teenager. You know, I don't know what that feels like. Yeah, no, I've been working for this company for 7 years, but before this, I've always been you know, working for other businesses, but yeah, we've never worked weekends. I don't even know what it's like to work a weekend. So like, well, not for, for the past 20 plus years. All right. So a suggestion that I want to make for you, you said 6 to 6. Is that the latest you're able to take a phone call from someone? And here's why, if I can make a suggestion, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
All right. Here. Okay. So when it comes to plumbing stuff, like I know me and my wife, we bought our home in May, last May, right? And we had a home inspector that came in here, and it's crazy how this guy, like, was able to catch anything. Like, he did, like, this whole mold radar detection thing. I don't know what it was. So he's like, you got a leaking pipe behind your wall. And I'm like, no, come on, it's dry. What are you talking about? So I guess the handyman painted it over and was just trying to, like, you know, brush it under the rug. But there was.
Yeah.
So we talked to the homeowners and we're like, uh-uh. So they had to hire a plumber. I'm like, I want to hire one that I trust. And then they were able to fix that. So if we would have just pulled the trigger without them paying for it, man, that would have cost me what they paid for, right?
Right.
That's crazy. But the whole point I'm making here is when I talk to my wife about things, we talk things about like dinner time. So if you're only able to take calls until 6, people usually kind of settle in 5 or 6 and they're getting off of work. if you can kind of put it up to maybe seven or something, or I don't know, you know, that way you can get those calls.
Yeah.
And okay, gotcha. So
yeah, no, I'll take a phone call whenever. You could say eight, I guess.
Okay, ATM. we'll do eight. So we'll do like maybe the 6 to 8. So that way, you know, you don't lose those opportunities, because I see people on the first page of Google, and we're gonna number one be able to outrank them, but you got a company called the Neighborhood Plumbing. I don't know if you heard of those guys.
Oh yeah.
Okay, they're pretty big, right?
Right.
But check this out. I want to tell you something. Yeah, go ahead.
My stepdad's cousin owns that company, actually.
Okay, guess what the hours of operation are for those bad boys?
What's that?
4 p.m.
Oh!
Yeah. They got
such a big name, though.
I know they do, but here's the thing. Hey, if those guys are close, guess what? I'm going to call you. I'm going to call the next person in line. Right, that's just what it is. You know, that's how it works. Right, if you look at a pizza place and they're closed, guess what? On to the next pizza place. I got to get my pizza. Right, like that's just the way that's gonna go. So, I think the 6 to like we just mentioned, the 6 to 9 would be adequate, and you could always change it later down the road, so you're not stuck on that time zone or time frame. Okay, and then so the area. So how far are you willing to travel for a new client? Would you say?
I mean, if the job's big enough, you know, I'll go to, and I'll drive out to Duluth or Minneapolis. I just got licensed for Minneapolis, so I'm able to do work there now.
Nice. Okay. Minneapolis. Okay. Gotcha.
I probably don't want to go too much further than that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So we'll put that in the area. You know, that way we're not getting calls like that are like 2 hours away, you know, like, That would not be good. Okay.
Yeah, well, Duluth is about 2 hours away, but if the job's big enough, I'm willing to go stay out there.
Well, yeah, but if you can get jobs within your own area, then why not? Just stay local, right? There's plenty of opportunities around.
Yeah, that's true. Like St. Cloud. St. Cloud's pretty close to us. It's a big city.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, I got that there. And then, so one of the things that I see that you have that Facebook listing, but once again, it's kind of let me go into Facebook's portal. We're Meta partners as well, and just look at your listing there, because I'm able to attach it here. We're gonna run Facebook retargeting ads that's included with this program. So I don't know if you've ever had this situation happen to you before, where you're looking for stuff on Google or Amazon, and then all of a sudden, whatever you were looking for pops up on your Facebook feed. Has that happened to you? They're kind of scary because they feel like they're listening to you, right? It's like,
right.
So, yeah, those are called retargeting ads, and that's what we're going to be able to do for your business as well. All right, I found your Facebook. It's like a bath with overrunning water.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I actually looks that. That looks pretty good. Like getting out in the wild or something. Like, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Clear
cool.
Creek.
Congratulations on your BBB accreditation. I like that. Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah. This is good. I like it. And you have a bunch of before and after pictures too. Oh, that's awesome. Yep. Okay. Good. We're going to be able to add those pictures on your website, and it, you know, one of the things I also highly recommend is once you're done with the job, then just take, you know, before and after pictures. You don't have to hire a professional, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, people just want to see the type of work you do. But the pictures, people love before and after pictures. So that's just a huge suggestion that I want to kind of throw out there as well. But,
okay.
You know, all right, we'll do that. Yeah. So I put website we're building for you, and I'm going to request the logo creation for you as well. So we're going to help you create the logo if you want. They'll give you a couple options, and then you can choose from the options. It's up to you. Once again, with logo creation. Okay. And then one of the things I also wanted to mention to you is are you licensed and insured? It's not necessary, but there's just a question they're asking.
Yeah. Have to be to have a plumbing license.
Right. No, believe it or not, like in certain states you don't, but in, you know, in Minnesota, right, you do. But yeah, like Texas, it's free range out there. It's crazy. Anything go. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild out there for everything, I think.
Oh, yeah. In California, I mean, you have to have, like, even a pastor, like, to approve your listing. It's crazy, yeah. You know? Like, California is ridiculous. They got so many laws, and it's just insane. It's, yeah. I don't even know. California should be another different country. All right. No, seriously, it's insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and then a few questions. I do see that you have, like, your email there on your profile, Clear Creek Plumbing, and then it's MN at Gmail. Is that correct?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I wanted to ask, so I know your first name is Levi. Is it L-E-V-I? Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and what's your last name? We're not going to showcase that on Google or anything. You just need it for, like, account purposes.
Palki. P-A-L-K-K-I.
Palki. Okay, P-A-L-K-K-I, right?
Yep.
Gotcha, okay. And then the number that we're on right now, this is, like, the number that you want your client to call you on that's registered for the business, right? The 612-516-9811?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. All right. And do you, you know, the system is asking me, well, it's this Google template that we're filling out, but, do you speak any other languages besides, English?
Oh, no.
No? Okay. No. Okay. No worries.
I wish I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's just asking, just, you know, like, sometimes they ask just in case we need to kind of put some Spanish out there, you know, or whatever the case may be, right? So.
All right.
Cool. So I got that there, and then let's see. All right. So I'm putting in the credits for you as far as the price point. So once again, it'll be $398 for the initial start, $299 every month after that. You're not going to get charged a dime more. This is including a website, first page placement on Google. Number one thing we're going to do is once we do what's called a client onboarding call, we're going to get on a call with a Google certified tech so that way we can get your Google business profile up and running, okay? So you no longer have to try 8 more times to get it done. We'll get it done, like, when we do that onboarding call. So that's the number one thing. Then from there, we're going to work on every single keyword. I put in a lot of keywords of the services you provide. Once again, we're not going to do boilers, and we're going to make sure that we plug it into the Google Analytics system to see how people are typing that in, okay? So that also includes the website. Once again, logo creation, we're going to put Facebook retargeting ads. We're going to put you on Yelp, which is another platform. Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
Android.
Okay, gotcha. So we also put your platforms on all the mobile activated devices, right? And then also like Apple Maps for the iPhone users as well. Put you on Bing, and then the voice activated searches, Amazon Alexa and Google Home. So people search through those things. I find them okay, but they're just sometimes annoying. Like anything you talk, it just lights up. It's crazy. Okay. Yeah, I mean, they work, but it's like, yeah, I'd rather just search it myself. Okay, Google Business Profile, okay. And you mentioned that before you submitted your Google Business Profile, you didn't have it active before, right? That you were just trying to submit it, like, brand new?
Yeah.
Got it, yeah. Okay, no problem. So it's just asking me that, do you have an existing profile? If not, it's the first-time profile activation, then I'll put yes, so that way we can get that going. Okay. So what I did here, once again, is give me one second. All right. I'm gonna read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This 90-second voice verification is just across the T's, dot the I's, letting you know what we're going to do for your business and everything else. Then we have to do what's called an onboarding call. It's not today. I know it's getting late, right? But whenever you would have time, we'll see the calendar, whether it's tomorrow or Monday, where you sit down with a technician, and then we can get everything going for your website, logo creation, keywords, and everything else, right?
Okay.
In this voice verification, if there's anything you don't understand, like, you have to let me know, and that way I can make sure that, you know, I can address it for you, okay? So that way you're like in the clear of what we're going to do for you, okay? This is also a compliance thing that we have to do through Google for your protection, okay? So if I walk you through this, just say, hey, Chris, what does this mean? You know, please let me understand, and I'll rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay. All right.
So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Clear Creek Plumbing.
Okay, please state your name and the title within the business.
Levi Falky and the owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Gotcha. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, you may be getting calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay? Now, with that being said, we're going to provide you with a security question and security answer. So when we call you, you know it's us. It's not like some call center in India or like, you know what I mean? These other companies are not legitimate Google
right.
partners. You'll know it's us. So you get to choose
right.
from three options. You can choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the first pet's name.
Okay. So what was your first pet's name?
Scooby.
Scooby. That's a good one. Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right. And I'm assuming Scooby's not around, is he?
No, he's long gone.
Yeah. My wife, since when we bought a home, we bought an acre of property, right? So, I wanted a big dog to take care of. Guess what she got? She got a Pomeranian. Are you kidding me? How's that going to
work? Oh, my goodness.
Crazy. You know? So, ridiculous.
Anyhow,
it is what it is. Happy wife, happy life. I can't argue that, so. All right.
Yeah.
We'll put Scooby. So if anybody calls you and, you know, like they say they're Local Splash, hey, what's my security question or security answer? Everybody in the company here should know it's Scooby. Okay. So with that being said, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? What this is basically saying is if you got another company that's calling you to offer you something, you know, similar or something else, just let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So also, you know, to get you verified on Google, as you know, you tried it for 7 times already. They may ask you for certain things, licensing, insurance, or a video, but we're going to help you with that. Make sure that once we do it, we get it approved and you have no issues at all. But you're able to provide that information if needed, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we got that. And then, so another thing is, you know, we do have you at a discounted rate. So once again, the initial investment will be $398, then $299 every month after that. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would do is call client support. I'm sending you a couple things right now as well, my direct contact information and also our toll-free 877 number. You can call that at any time. Someone will pick up and they'll be able to assist you at any moment. So I'm sending you that text message with my number and extension. If you need to get a hold of me, you just type in the extension. It's 247, but I just texted that over to you. I don't know if you got that.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So we got everything in place. So in order to secure the listing at the $398, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
MasterCard.
Gotcha. Okay. You could always swap it over. You could swap it next month if you like. You're not stuck on the payment, you know, like method.
Okay. This isn't a scam, is it?
No, you're going to get your invoice. No. So, you know, you're going to get your invoice right now with your terms and conditions. No, I would lose my, we would lose our license. I've been here for 7 years. I would never scam anybody, man. We don't. Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay.
All right. So whenever you're ready, I'll enter it, and then I'll send you your invoice. Well, you're going to get your invoice. You're going to get everything in writing. So I want you to be 100% like feel good about this, right?
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. All right. It's 5380.
Okay.
4500-0337-5975.
Gotcha. And then the expiration month and year?
928.
Gotcha. Okay. And there's a security code on the back of the card.
666.
That's not a cool number, but okay. No problem.
No, I didn't pick it.
Yeah, right. Like, no, I saw that. I'm like, wait a minute. I've never seen that before. I've been here for 7 years. That's crazy. Okay.
Right.
No problem. Spooky. No problem. Yeah, that's where it's kind of spooky. There you go. All right. So right here in the next few minutes, you're going to receive your invoice. Anything you do for marketing is always going to be a tax write-off. So I would suggest just keeping all your invoicing, you know, for the company, right? So I don't know if you're aware, but that's, you know, obviously it's just, I want to remind you of that. And then you're going to receive your terms and conditions as well. So you're going to receive your initial invoice, terms and conditions, welcome email, and everything, okay? So you'll receive that here in the next few minutes. All right. So, yeah, you should receive it via text message and via email as well. So let me know when you receive that as well. You'll say, one will say local / initial invoice. The other one would be a welcome letter or welcome email.
Let's see. Okay, I got a text message. I haven't got the email.
Okay, yeah. You could also check your spam since we don't have any correspondence. Sometimes it'll go there for some reason, but obviously it just you'll see it in your text. If you got it in your text, great. I'll resend it back to your email right now again so you can have it. But in the text message, does it say initial invoice?
Oh. Yeah, yep.
Okay, you got it.
Agree to these terms and conditions?
Yep, you put in the, so you can receive text messages, you put in your first and last name, and that's going to activate your client dashboard. So there's a couple things that you have to do, that I suggest you do, okay? Once you activate the dashboard, the technician's going to give you your username and password, but we have our Local Splash app, and this app is, we invested tons of money and it just got activated about, you know, 4 or 5 months ago. But it's literally like a mini CRM. You're actually going to see everything that we're doing for you through the app. So if you go to your app store and type in Local Splash, you're going to see it's a orange L and a blue S. You're going to be able to see all the calls you're getting through Google, Facebook, your website. I mean, it's crazy. Even the calls are recorded. So if you miss a call or you miss what the conversation was about, you play it back, and then you have that information for you there. So
okay.
So that way you can hold us accountable. It's not like, what are these guys doing for me? Why am I paying $2.99 a month? Like, what's going on? You'll be able to see everything through the app and also through the dashboard. If you want to sit on a computer, because obviously you can't open up an app on a computer, but you can go to the dashboard and see what we're doing for you. Okay.
Right.
So whenever you get a chance, you can download it, and, you know, trust me, that'll be so much more efficient than you having, oh, where's this lead come from? What is this, you know, are these guys even doing anything for me? No, we want to make sure you have everything, like, black and white in writing, you know, so.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm also going to look at the client onboarding time frames where we can get a technician on on the phone with you, and I'll look at the calendar and see what works for you and them as well. And that's when we're going to do the onboarding call. So a couple things for that call. It's only going to be 30 minutes to 45 minutes. It's not going to take very long. But during that call, they are going to go over, like, the website, how you want things to be shown on the website, your logo. You know, they're going to do their homework on the keywords. They're going to get you programmed on Google. They're going to get on the phone with Google to verify your listing. Like, all these things are going to be able to do for you, okay? It's fairly quick. It's not going to be very long. But we do need to set some time aside for that client onboarding call, okay? Now, let me just see. What time is it right now? Okay, let me see. Time. Okay, so it's almost 4 p.m. right now, right? So, okay, so I do have availability. Goodness gracious, these guys are, okay, they're booked out on Friday. I do have Monday at 10, 12, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and then also 5 p.m. What works best for you for a 30-minute, 45-minute phone call? I'm sorry?
You used me at 5 p.m.?
Yeah, so I got one at 5 p.m., I got one at 4 p.m., and also 3 p.m.
Let's do 5 p.m. on Monday.
Let's do 5 p.m.? Okay, all right. And I'm also sending you this invite, so through your email, and it's just kind of a reminder to let you know we're going to have that onboarding call for Monday at 5 p.m. So it'll be titled Local Splash Client, or CI Client Interview. That's what it stands for. In English, because it's not going to be in Spanish or any other language. Okay, so, all right, got that there. And let's see. Okay, cool. So I'm sending that to you in the next few seconds. So now that you got your invoice and everything, you feel good about it. Here's another thing you should do. If you are you on your phone right now?
Yep.
Okay. So if you type this on, if you open up the browser on, do you have Google on your phone? Like when you're browsing, right?
Yep.
So if you type in, is Local Splash a Google partner? If you type that into Google, see what that tells you.
Okay.
Yeah, try it out. I'm just curious what it shows on your end. Is Local Splash a Google partner?
Yes, Local Splash claims to be a Google partner.
Well, that's what it is, but we are. So, official certifications.
Certified Google Ads.
Yeah. So, but also that'll take you to, there's a link below it. There's Local Splash Affiliate Network, and it'll send you directly to Google's website. So.
Okay.
Okay. So you're in good hands. You know, we're not going to obviously take your $299 and run to Mexico and start a new life. So we'll make sure we get you taken care of, you know, as far as everything that we're doing for you. Once again, just please be, you know, if anything changes for the client onboarding call, let me know. You could send me a call or a text call. I'm here Monday through Friday. The hours here of operation are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you can let me know, hey, Chris, I'm a little booked out, I'm a little busy. Can you reschedule it? And I'll be able to do that with, you know, fairly quickly. So that's not an issue. But I sent you an invitation for that onboarding call. Once again, if you have pictures of work you've done so we can add it to your website, the technician will walk you through that. It's very simple. But once we get that, we can start building your website and really get your Google profile up and running so we can start the optimization process, okay?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for giving me the time out of your day and trusting the process. If there's anything else that comes up, let me know, and I'll be able to take care of it for you, okay? So.
All righty. Well, sounds good. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk on Monday.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.